Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English, this is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，先和大家说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
没错，这些英文原版书呢，都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。So Nora, how was your holiday?
It was pretty awesome. I went on a trip to the northeast.
哇，大冬天的去东北玩，会不会觉得特别冷啊？
Yeah, it was extremely cold. But I just loved the snow. It was like a winter wonderland.
Wonderland 就是仙境奇境的意思。Winter wonderland, 冬日仙境，一定非常的美吧。
Yeah.Everything was covered in snow.
So what do you love most about the trip?
Skiing, of course. 我觉得滑雪就是最好玩的部分了。
Was that your first time skiing?
Yeah, it was. I was very scared at first, but then I learned how to ski. It just felt so good. I just can't wait to do it again.
是的，我之前第一次去滑雪的时候呢，也刚开始摔了好多跤，但是会滑之后就非常非常爽。
没错，那而且我之前看冬奥会比赛的时候啊，就觉得滑雪这项运动就充满了魅力。
诶，那说到这个，我记得前段时间啊，就有一位滑雪天才少女放弃了美国国籍嫁入了中国，帮助中国夺得了三连冠。
你说的是滑雪运动员谷爱凌吧？
That's right. So in today's podcast, we're going to talk about free skier Eileen Gu.
我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
还记得19年15岁的谷爱凌在微博上宣布加入中国国籍，当时是引起了很多媒体的关注。
Yeah, she is the first naturalized skiing athlete in China.
Naturalized 就是加入国籍、归化的意思。She is the first naturalized skiing athlete in China, 就是说她是中国滑雪首位回归中国国籍的运动员。
对，那改变国籍呢，我们也可以用 switch citizenship 这个表达。Switch 就是表改变、转变的意思。Citizenship 就是国籍。
Yeah, we can also say that she switched her American citizenship for a Chinese passport.
没错，其实我觉得她选择归华可能跟她的家庭是相关的吧。
Yeah, it makes sense. She was born to a Chinese mother and an American father. Despite being born in the United States and having lived in America entire life, she maintains that she had always felt Chinese.
是的，作为一名中美混血，那谷爱凌虽然她是在美国出生长大，但是她的妈妈非常重视对她的中文教育，所以她从小就有很强的身份认同感。
Yeah, when she introduced herself to others, she preferred to call herself a Chinese girl. In her daily life, she can speak Chinese with authentic Beijing accent.
Authentic, 意思就是非常正宗的。
对。
那我之前也看过她的采访，听她说中文就不仅仅是标准，甚至还有一点北京腔。
是的，那拥有中美双重文化背景的艾琳呢，也希望通过滑雪这项运动来增进中美两国人民的交流、了解以及友谊。
Yeah, through skiing, she hopes to unite people, promote communication and common understanding.And forge friendships.
Right, she also hopes to inspire young girls in China through sports.
那对于她的回归呢，也让更多的人开始关注自由滑雪这一项运动。
没错，其实说她是一名天才滑雪少年一点都不为过。She's a free ski prodigy with her eyes on the biggest prizes.
那刚刚讲到其实是 with her eyes on the biggest prizes. 这个地方呢，就是说着眼于最大的奖。那我现在想的是这个奖应该是指的 Olympics,
指的就是冬奥会，对吧？没错，其实她最大的梦想之一呢，也就是拿到冬奥会的冠军。那刚刚说到的 prodigy, 也就是神童天才的意思。
那在这里呢，我们还可以拓展一个形容词，就是 prodigy, 它的形容词是prodigious. 那在这个地方呢，它是表惊人的，非常奇才的。 So we can also say she's a prodigious talent.
Right. And she started skiing when she was only 3 years old. She was crowned several American national junior champions at the age of 9.
是的，他从三岁就开始练习这项运动，九岁的时候呢，就拿到了美国滑雪少年组的冠军。到2020年，他还创造了历史性的记录。
Yeah, she became the first free skier in history to win back-to-back World Cup events in two different disciplines at the very same venue.他在自由式滑雪世界杯连续获得两个金牌，创造了国际雪联的世界杯纪录。那在这里呢，我们学到一个表达 back to back， 就是连续紧接着的意思。
对，那之后国际雪联把最佳时刻的殊荣颁给了他，并给予了他最高的赞誉。She puts her name in the freeski history books for the first of what could be many times.
意思就是说，谷爱凌第一次将自己的名字写进了自由式滑雪的历史，未来还可能会有更多次。
那这样子听起来，她的未来真的是非常可期啊。
嗯哼，但是你知道吗？其实滑雪并不是她的全部，在滑雪之外呢，她还是一名妥妥的学霸。She excelled in her academic life.
Really? How can she achieve great academic success while skiing?
Well, to better prepare for the Olympics in 2022, she graduated early last year. And actually, she's the first person in her school's history to graduate early. 那么她为了更好地备战2022年的冬奥会呢，她就提前从高中毕业了。她也是他们学校历史上第一个提前毕业的学生。
那也就是说，高中三年的学分，她花两年就学完了。
Yeah, she finished her high school courses in only 2 years. And recently, she received her SAT scores after taking the test in Switzerland, earning 1,580 points.
SAT 其实就是美国的高考了。那她在这次考试中呢，是获得了1,580分的成绩。这一成绩应该是非常高的成绩了。
没错，因为 SAT 它的满分是1,600分。而且他的成绩啊，在全球参加 SAT 考试的考生中可以排到前 0.2%。 Her scores could place her into the top 0.2% among examinees from all over the world.
I wonder how she balanced school and sport.
Well, she said that she has a lot of schoolwork, so she can only ski on the weekends and holidays. And when she's in school, she's 100% in school.And when she's skiing, she's 100% skiing.
就是说她平常只有周末和假期的时间呢会去滑雪，但是在她滑雪和学习的时候都是全身心投入的。
是的，可以看出来她真的是一个非常自律的人。最近呢，她也在微博上宣布了她收到了斯坦福大学的录取通知书。
That's one of her biggest dreams, right?
Yeah, after 10 years, she finally got into her dream school.
大家可以想到吗？就这样一个非常优秀的、散发光芒的人，居然还是免受不了遭到了键盘侠的攻击。
Well, I guess those internet trolls are just jealous of what she's accomplished in such a young age.
是的，他们可能就是非常嫉妒、羡慕、恨而已了。
对，
但其实不管那些键盘侠怎么喷，都阻拦不了她前进的步伐。
Yeah, she's definitely unstoppable.
那最后呢，也期待她在2022年的冬奥会中有一个好的表现，祝愿她完成自己的梦想。
是的，那今天的节目呢就到这里了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9,980元的会员课免费开放给大家，同时还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师会在群里带着大家一起学习7天。
这个活动呢，非常适合真的想要提高英语水平的同学，限量200个名额。想报名免费体验的同学，赶紧去微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。